Zelensky's call for security.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out.
Trump then dismissed the media. The Ukraine delegation was moved to a separate room, then told to leave. President Zelensky reportedly was rejected when he asked for a reset. Instead, President Trump hosted, he can come back when he is ready for peace. Meanwhile, the top Russian spokesman referring to Zelensky posted, quote, the insolent pig got a proper slapdown in the Oval Office. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again.
Nancy Cordes with the reaction of other Republicans.
Most of them showing support for President Trump, saying that it was Zelensky who was disrespectful, who challenged the president one too many times, who asserted his position one too many times when he should have been more deferential to the president of the United States.
CBS's Charlie Daggett long covered the war in Ukraine.
I can't imagine how the people in Ukraine are feeling tonight. It would be betrayal, abandonment.
Correspondent MTS Taieb is in Kiev.
This is a country which has suffered so much pain, so much agony. They want the war to end, but again, not on Vladimir Putin's terms, and many fear that's exactly what's unfolding this evening.
In other news, there is another email coming to federal workers tomorrow. Olivia Rinaldi has that.
That is going to ask them again, what did you do last week? And we're told that this is something that's likely going to become a weekly occurrence as President Trump, his administration, Elon Musk, and Doge really look to shrink the size of this federal workforce.
In Rome, for the Pope, who suffered what the Vatican called a breathing crisis today. He responded well to treatment, but he remains hospitalized with pneumonia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, colder though, highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 57 degrees.
Goes cruising just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart, how's your phone? How's your phone looking these days? You got a lot of excess stuff on your phone that you don't need?
I run a tight ship on this thing.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm reformatting it and resetting it once a year. I keep my cash clean, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Apparently, I don't run as tight a ship as you do.
Oh, you gotta.
We had an update on the Apple iPhone the other day.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about those, though.
And I went to install it, and it said I didn't have enough room.
Yeah, that happens. In your Apple devices, what does other data really mean? I've dealt with a few Apple devices, and it shows other data. Well, that's not helpful. How do I get rid of that other data?
Well, I looked, and before I tried to update the phone, when it told me I couldn't, I only had, like, 2 gigabytes available or something, and it needed more than that to install the update. And so then I went to look at what I could delete, and all I deleted was attachments. Somebody sends me an attachment to something, or I send them an attachment, picture or a video or something, and I just deleted all the excess attachments that I don't need, and it freed up nearly 20 gigabytes of room on my phone. I mean, that's a lot.
Tech Talk with Kurt should be a reoccurring segment. Look at you.
I know.
Oh.
So, you know, somebody sends me some stupid meme that I don't need, get rid of it, right?
That's good policy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Tech
you
Talk.
See that I just sent you?
What did you just send?
It's like 4 gigs. You're welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate it. There's Stuart J. Waddles messing me up on WRJ.
Yeah. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Morrison and Domino on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you are going tonight to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, I am so jealous. That should be a terrific show. We want to say congratulations to some of the winners who won tickets from us. Scott Slater, Joe Caliendo, Janet Hansen, Betsy Perez, and others are all going to be there. Congratulations. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
some fun
under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you find yourself gaining weight, even though it feels as if you're eating normal meals, a research study suggests a possible solution for this problem. Put down your smartphone. People who use their smartphone for any use, even just surfing the web or reading news, while consuming meals, ate 15% more calories on average than diners who simply focused on their food.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can check out our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty is a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, colder though, highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. It's 55 right now.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da.
closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da,
Ricky Nelson on WRJN. It's Garden Party. There's a line in that song. It says, Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes wearing his disguise. That's a reference to George Harrison, who used the alias Mr. Hughes when he traveled.
Heartaches you'll bring one day.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, have you signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
That your elders grew wise.
Then when you're they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on WRJN with Teach Your Children. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You are going to want to listen tomorrow morning to Rick Johnson. He's got his capsule countdown. You know how a lot of stations have like a top 40 countdown or a top 20 countdown? Who's got the time? You can listen to Rick's capsule countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. It's tomorrow morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Yeah.
years, WRJN has been providing local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Maybe a little shower activity tonight, a low of 21. Tomorrow, a high of just 28, and Sunday up to 35.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
WRJN.
Each night before you go to bed. dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It was an extraordinary White House meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's president, not because of what was agreed to, but because of how fast things went downhill, beginning with Vice President J.D. Vance, who felt Zelensky wasn't being appreciative.
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
And then President Trump joined in.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you
He's
can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet.
You haven't been alone. We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
military equipment, and you met a break, but they had to use our military
equipment.
If you didn't have our military equipment,